This is Dairy Radio Now.
Dave Kurzowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, in last week's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report, USDA raised its milk production estimate and lowered milk prices. It also updated its outlook on feed crops. Any surprises there?
Not really. You know, we don't tend to get a big shift or big moves on that report in December, and I think that's especially true this year, given that we're going to have President-elect Trump taking oath of office in a month now. I mean, there were some changes, but nothing material for your listeners. I don't think a big deal on that report this time around. I do think trying to forecast what milk production will look like next year, it might be even a fool's errand at this point. I think it's very difficult to know, as we still have bird flu kind of popping out in various states. Certainly it's still widespread in California today.
Well, speaking of that bird flu, USDA also announced a new directive to test raw milk at the farm level for avian influenza. What is that saying to you?
I think the USDA and the government and really anyone involved in this wants more transparency, wants better information and better outcomes around bird flu. So I think the step up in this national testing is a step in the right direction. You know, do I think it's going to make a difference? I'm not real sure. It probably gets us a little closer to solving this problem, or at least identifying it earlier, and maybe we can, you know, have less impactful outcomes to the milk supply. But it remains to be seen. So I think it's a step in the right direction. It doesn't solve the problem.
Well, and the bottom line, of course, is pasteurization protects the American milk supply, does it not?
Absolutely, without a question.
Dave Kurzowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Our society today does not do a very good job at nurturing family ties or believing in our children.
Many children today are being raised in broken homes or are being neglected because their parents are too busy to give their children the attention they hunger for and need. Sadly, that forces our children to find other ways to get attention.
They may have the opportunity to find it in a coach or teacher, but many times they find themselves in dangerous or abusive relationships. They can also resort to other unfortunate activities that will get them some of the attention that they need.
We can set ourselves up for regular miracles by daily exercising a belief in people. Develop habits that regularly send I believe in you messages. There are people around you who desperately need someone to believe in them. You can be that person.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot,
good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
What recommendations are provided by a Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee report regarding new federal dietary guidelines covering the period of 2025 to 2030? Janet DeJesus of the Department of Health and Human Services notes among those recommendations for HHS and USDA
have one flexible dietary pattern
consisting of core elements but flexible dietary choices, a model called Eat Healthy Your Way.
So really to show people that there's many ways that you can eat. For example, your protein foods can be solely vegetable, or you can move across the continuum and include seafood and animal-based proteins.
The website, dietaryguidelines, all one word, .gov, contains details on a 60-day public comment period on the report now underway, and an oral comment public hearing scheduled for the middle of next month. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Steps and actions are in place for a national milk testing strategy as part of USDA's effort to monitor and prevent the spread of the H5N1 virus in dairy cattle. Julie Gauthier of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says,
not only is the state conducting surveillance to identify other infections, but they're also putting in measures to respond quickly and prevent movement of that virus to other herds while that dairy is recovering from the infection. Once a state has conducted enough significant testing to demonstrate that there is no virus present, then they can be moved to an unaffected status. Once we get all the states in the country at stage 4, we can conduct at least 90 days of surveillance in order to demonstrate to the world that the U.S. is free of this virus in dairy herds.
Again, that's Julie Gauthier of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.